We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man critically injured in South Wichita shooting. We've got the story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. More heat and more humidity across South Central Kansas today. How hot will we get? Our complete forecast is on the way.
Police are investigating a shooting Sunday night in South Wichita. Just after 9 p.m., officers responded to a shooting call in the 800 block of South Topeka. They found a 55-year-old man on a porch with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was hospitalized in critical condition. Police Sergeant Dan Hardy says,
and we do know that earlier in the evening there were multiple people on the front porch. Not everyone's here when we arrive, so if there's anyone out there that has information, we would gladly accept it. You can call Crime Stoppers or 911. We'll send an officer out to talk to you.
New York State Police are mourning one of their own who was killed Sunday night. The suspect, an active-duty soldier.
Police say 36-year-old trooper Joel Davis was responding to a call of shots fired during a domestic dispute in the northern New York town of Teresa near the Canadian border. He was shot once and killed while approaching the residence. The investigation also found a female victim deceased at the scene. Army infantryman Justin Walters later surrendered without incident. The 32-year-old suspect is stationed at Fort Drum. Trooper Davis is survived by his wife and three children. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Authorities in Coleraine, Ohio are looking for one or more gunmen after a fatal shooting at a gender reveal party Saturday night. Witnesses say two gunmen wearing hoods rushed into the house, shot the victims, and fled on foot. One woman is dead and eight others wounded, including three children under 10 years old. Neighbor Cheyenne Sizemore says she heard the shots ring out late Saturday.
I was sitting in my bed and heard what I thought was about six or seven gunshots, and at first I thought they were just fireworks.
Dry conditions and a triple-digit heat wave are fueling wildfires across the western U.S. 14 fires are burning in California. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in Butte County, where the Wall Fire has prompted evacuations in the Sierra Nevada foothills. Further south, near San Luis Obispo, the Alamo Fire has burned through 25,000 acres. The flames forced Fran Spencer to evacuate her home.
It's overwhelming. Sometimes you cry, but you'll never forget about a fire.
A rollover accident in Reno County Saturday afternoon left one person dead and another with serious injuries.
The accident happened around 4 p.m. at K61 and Bone Springs Road near the town of Arlington. Authorities say the driver of a 2013 Chevy Equinox and his passenger were traveling eastbound on K61 when a farm field sprayer traveling northbound on Bone Springs Road failed to yield at the posted stop sign and struck the passenger side of the Equinox. The vehicle rolled over and came to rest on the driver's side in the westbound lane. Both driver and passenger were trapped in the vehicle until Reno County Fire and EMS personnel could extract them. The passenger in the Equinox was pronounced dead at the scene, while the driver was taken to Hutchinson Regional Medical Center in serious condition. The driver of the field sprayer was not injured. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A person is in custody following a hit-and-run accident in southwest Wichita Saturday evening.
Around 5 p.m., police were called to a two-vehicle accident in the 800 block of West MacArthur near Seneca. The accident involved a scooter and a red Kia, with the driver of the Kia leaving the scene of the accident. The driver of the scooter was transported to a local hospital in serious condition. Officer Charlie Davidson says police were able to locate the red Kia and its driver a short time later. The driver was arrested and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on charges of felony hit and run and reckless driving. Ray Strunk, KNSS News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a Kansas man died after he was hit by a truck while working alongside Interstate 70. 47-year-old Jeffrey Harris of Russell died Friday night. He was working on the side of the road when he was hit by a pickup truck about 10 miles east of Russell. Harris was pronounced dead at the scene.
Congress returns to Washington this week, and Republican Senator John McCain says he doesn't have confidence the Senate's GOP health care bill will survive. McCain tells CBS's Face the Nation,
"My view is it's probably going to be dead, but I've been wrong. I thought I'd be president of the United States."
McCain adds Senate Republicans should include Democrats in working on a health care bill. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals go into the All-Star break, playing a pretty tough team. And it's the Home Run Derby tonight. We'll have a preview. It's all coming up in sports.
Are you ready for Amazon's big day of deals? That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A major financial rating agency says a structural imbalance in Kansas' budget is likely to persist even after the state increased income taxes.
S&P Global Ratings said in a report this week that while the state boosted its revenues, it's also increased spending for the next 2 years. S&P also said the state is still diverting money from highway projects to sustain spending and is not fully funding contributions to public pensions. S&P did not change its negative credit outlook for Kansas. Legislators enacted a tax increase over Governor Brownback's veto to raise an estimated $1.2 billion over the next 2 years. The new law rolls back past tax cuts the governor championed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Yesterday morning, a sleeping teenager in Colorado survived a bear attack.
A crunching sound before dawn roused the 19-year-old camp counselor at Glacier View Ranch, northwest of Denver. The young man, name of Dylan, woke to find his head in the jaws of a black bear.
The crunching noise, I guess, was the teeth scraping against the skull as it dug in.
It dragged him 12 feet before he could punch it off him.
When it was dragging me, that was the slowest part. It felt like it went forever.
Other counselors scared off the bear. Wildlife authorities tracking the beast in order to destroy it. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The clock's ticking down to Amazon's big day of deals.
Amazon is gearing up for its next Prime Day at the first bargain starting tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Fat Wallet's Brent Shelton says you can get ready for those deals now.
You want to prepare your Prime account, so your billing, shipping, credit card, all that stuff that you want to use is ready to go.
Also, download Amazon's app and get on the watch and wait list.
This allows you to watch the deals that you want. You'll get a notification when they go live, so you don't have to sit in front of your computer screen all day long.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue to avoid eastbound Kellogg right between Meridian and Seneca. We've got a traffic accident there. It happened in the center lane, so things very, very slow getting through there. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg between Meridian and Seneca. KNSS traffic update brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Terry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is already a warm start to the work week with temperatures quickly climbing this afternoon. We'll be around 97. The wind's picking up out of the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour at times. Quiet weather for us tonight, our low 74, then windy and hot on Tuesday with a high 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thanks, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees, a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS, and a once mighty retailer is being sold off piece by piece. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan with us live from Dallas this morning. Jim, talking about Radio Shack. How about that?
Yeah, Radio Shack. You know, it's still in business, barely. There are a couple of stores here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it used to be, of course, that you'd see one at every strip shopping center and every shopping mall that you visited, that iconic red symbol. But they've been through a couple of bankruptcies. As part of that, they have to find ways to pay back their creditors. And so in digging through the corporate headquarters in Fort Worth, they went through 12 big safes that they found on site and discovered lots and lots of memorabilia. It's little more than that, of course. I mean, there's not much you can do with a TRS-80 computer anymore. The bag phones that they're selling there, the old portable, they call them portable, but they were huge, those phones that they were selling. The pocket calculator, sure, you can still use that as a pocket calculator, but the rest of it is not a lot of use for. But again, I mean, this stuff is being auctioned off. It's an online auction that ends this evening at 7 o'clock, and so, yeah, you can go to their website and check out what's for sale.
Good place to go to buy batteries for your stuff. wires to hook things up with. And,
I'll bet you, like I, if I went home and started digging through dresser drawers, I would definitely find my Radio Shack Battery of the Month Club card.
Probably so, yeah. And, I think they sold police scanners. We don't even use those anymore.
Absolutely, the realistic scanners.
So, you know, here we are, and if anybody who is close to my age or your age goes out and goes through the garage, they're going to find what I find, boxes of cassette tapes and things like that. And the world is just, you know, it's really changed over the past 15, 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I think in that way it's gotten better. I mean, digital audio, people complain about it sometimes that in terms of music it doesn't have the same feel that that vinyl does, for example. But certainly as a medium, as a recording medium, digital is a heck of a lot better than those old cassette tapes were. But there were cassette tapes incorporated into the old answering machines, and a few of these giant answering machines are being auctioned off for a fraction of what they sold for initially. The stuff that seemed so cool and was so expensive when it was first offered, now you can have for a song.
But maybe they should hang on to that. You know, my granddaughter, Evan, she discovered vinyl the other day, and she's gone out to get herself a turntable.
Yeah, I'll bet you could find turntables in the online auction site. You can certainly find cassette decks. 8 tracks? Let's hope not.
Yeah, I think she's going to Target to get hers. So yeah.
There you go.
Jim, thank you, sir. As always, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Dallas saying that Radio Shack being sold off piece by piece as the technology, you know, it's going to change every 10 minutes, it seems, sometimes. How about that? 8:14 now, Steve and Ted, and I wanted to share with you this story out of Florida, where the rector of an Episcopal church in North Carolina is facing criminal charges in Florida after police say he pointed a gun at another vehicle in an apparent road rage incident. Media reports say 35-year-old Reverend William Ryan Adams is charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. State troopers say a pickup truck driver was closely following a Corvette on Florida's turnpike, apparently too closely.
Yeah.
Tried to pass the car when its driver pointed a gun at him.
Oh.
Troopers then stopped Adams, who was driving the Corvette. Records show Adams is rector of Calvary Episcopal Church in Fletcher, North Carolina.
Huh.
He is a preacher, and he should know better, but...
Well, you see, this is one of those Florida man stories. The man was not from Florida, but once you get him in Florida,
and things happen.
Yeah, and something like that's going
to
happen.
They start to act funny, you know. So, it's a story out of Florida, and I can't imagine. Well, I can. When I get on one of our, usually it's out of like 21st Street West, and somebody is just tailgating the heck out of me, and it's very, very annoying. And of course, nobody ever gets prosecuted for anything like that.
No.
They never catch them.
But you've never pointed a gun at someone doing it, though.
No. I might give them what I would call my dirty look. Ever seen my dirty look, Ted?
Oh, very many times. Many times.
What is it? Something like this? Right?
Why do people tailgate you? Are you not going fast enough?
Yeah, well, I'm usually going pretty close to the speed limit or maybe just a tick or two over the speed limit. That's not enough for some people. You know, my wife, Shelley, for years... Several years, drove the West Kellogg route out toward Mays Road to go to work every day. She told me that she strictly observed the speed limit, which is, 60 or 50 in the work zone. And about 3 times a week, somebody would honk, go around her, and flip her off.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, it's not that big a challenge. Just a little tip to the Wichita Police Department. Go out on West Kellogg and just start writing them. And pretty soon, Mayor Longwell won't have to worry about a budget anymore. Just go out and start writing the tickets. They're there. It's like, it's a low-hanging fruit.
I talked
to somebody the other day, and they said, well, the police tell me they've got two people working on traffic all the time. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. The only time I ever see anybody stopped it is it says Sheriff's Patrol or Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm sorry. And now I'm going to drive out of here this afternoon, and a policeman is going to write me a ticket. You know, I get mine. I get mine, don't I? I've had a couple of
them. Yes, you have.
Since you've known me. All right. Anyway, they're out there. All you got to do is go out and pick up the low-hanging fruit, guys. My granddaughter Jocelyn got a drone for her birthday.
What?
This weekend. Yeah, the twins, my Mary and Jocelyn, having a birthday. And it's one of those things where they've got so much family that they celebrate with about 4 different parties and their friends.
Yeah, they're working
it. So they're just loading up on all kinds of stuff.
Mary got some sort of a nice stuffed animal, you know. Jocelyn went for the drone. And what are they, 11? Is this their 11th birthday? I guess it is. So the first thing, it didn't take, I guess, 3 minutes before the thing crashed on top of the neighbor's house. And I don't think they've gotten it down yet.
Well, I hope that 3 minutes was worth it.
Yeah, well, it's tough. But, yeah, she's a good kid, but I don't know. She probably ought to practice a little bit out in the open space before she flies that drone over somebody's house.
Anything that moves doesn't last long when a kid, you know, when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You get some kind of car, radio-controlled car, and, you know, 3-4 minutes goes by, you crash it into something. We're done here.
Fortunately, when I was a child, they hadn't invented those things yet. If you had a car, you had to get out on the floor with your hand and go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Make noises. Yeah. Now, Ted's going to tell us about sports coming up. You're going to talk about the All-Star game. Before you get into that, you're going to maybe mention again the home run derby they have.
Of course.
I just want to tell, real quick, as a baby boomer, they had, that started with a television show. It was syndicated shows. I remember the quality was terrible.
Back in the late 50s,
yeah,
early 60s.
Like black and white.
Black and white.
They shot it with a
and they would,
Bell and Howell.
It was a half-hour show.
Yeah.
And it would feature it would feature two major leaguers,
right,
one against each other.
Yeah. And then batting practice tosses, and they'd just hit the crap out of the ball. And,
yeah.
But what was fun was the other hitter would come up and sit there, and they'd do this commentary.
They would do this kind of fake
so you'd hear
chit-chat between the two of them.
Mickey Mantle
boy,
saying,
that was
yeah,
a good hit,
that was
Mick.
A good hit right there. I liked that one a lot.
Like, you know, well, Willie, I hope I can hit it farther than
it
you.
It was just a terrible show.
Yeah,
but
awful.
If you're 11 years old and you're a baseball fan, it was all we had.
Right.
We didn't have any personality. We couldn't see our personalities or the players.
Nope. It was,
so they're gonna,
it was a rare glimpse.
Going to have some home run derby going on this week here at the All-Star break. 8:19 now, Steve and Ted. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. The real sports now, talking about the Royals going into the All-Star break, meeting the L.A. Dodgers. Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, just about every team in the major leagues has said that this year, that has had to go into Los Angeles and play the Dodgers.
No
kidding.
Wow.
Usually come out of there hurting pretty bad, and that's exactly what happened to the Royals. They went into L.A. for 3 games against the Dodgers and lost all 3 yesterday afternoon. Sandy Koufax, the Dodger great, was in the house, and he was watching Clayton Kershaw pitch on the mound, and he gave a Koufax-esque performance. You heard the game yesterday on KFH.
In comes the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. And the game is over. So the Dodgers have won all 3. Kershaw has his first complete game of the season. 5-2 LA.
That was the 99th pitch of the game for Kershaw. As he finished it off with a complete game. No walks, 13 strikeouts.
Wow.
He becomes the first pitcher in Major League Baseball history to have a 13-strikeout complete game with fewer than 100 pitches.
Wow.
Kershaw leads the big leagues with 14 wins. So and the Dodgers have won 18 of their last 19 home games. 18 of 19. The Royals were unable to break that string. Kansas City goes into the All-Star break, only a game and a half back in the wild card race. As you mentioned, Steve, tonight is the annual Home Run Derby, the night before the All-Star game in Miami. Mike Moustakas of the Kansas City Royals among the 8 competitors tonight. Carl Ravitch from ESPN is going to be doing calling the Home Run Derby on television. He was asked who might be a surprise winner tonight in the Derby.
I think that probably because he plays in Minnesota and not everybody knows Miguel Sano, there's a little bit of a kind of a Prince Fielder type body to him. He swings violently. He mashes baseballs. And if he can get into a groove, I think a lot of people will be like, whoa, who's this Miguel Sano guy? I mean, Moustakas has been around because of the Royals and the success they've had. Bellinger's been a big story out west. I think Sano has the ability to be the biggest surprise.
Home Run Derby tonight. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In pro baseball yesterday afternoon, the top team in the league, the Wichita Wingnuts, visiting the last place Sioux Falls Canaries. Sioux Falls shut down Wichita, winning the game 2-1, snapping the Wingnuts' 13-game road winning streak. Yesterday was the day for the Canaries to get the win. Still, the Wingnuts do have an 11.5 game lead atop the South Division. It's an off day today for the Wingnuts as they travel back from South Dakota. Golf for you on the LPGA Tour, the inaugural Thornberry Classic up in Green Bay. Catherine Kirk was the winner, the 35-year-old Australian who lives part of the year here in Wichita. wins her third LPGA title and her first in 7 years. She wins one. She wins $300,000, and she gets a spot in the U.S. Women's Open coming up this week at Trump National in New Jersey. Big week for Wichita resident Catherine Kirk on the Women's Golf Tour. In men's golf, it's the 114th annual Trans Miss Amateur Championship. Some of the best amateur golfers in the nation are convening at Prairie Dunes in Hutchinson. A tournament that goes all the way back to the beginning of the 1900s. It's been around forever.
Long time.
Yep. Yeah. The Trans Miss starts today at the Prairie Dunes. And a happy birthday today to one of the great Kansas City Royals ever, Hal McCray. Yeah. Is 72 years old today. Had a long career with the Royals in the 70s and the 80s as an outfielder and a designated hitter. Three-time All-Star. He's in the Royals Hall of Fame. Career 290 hitter. And ended up managing the Royals, too.
Yeah.
Might have had a great year in 1994 when the Royals were having a pretty good season. That season got called off because of the strike. Mm. Anyway. And let's tell a little Hal McCray story on his birthday. Go back to the final day of the 1976 season.
Yeah.
When Hal McCray and George Brett were the two guys that were, and Rod Carew were all battling it out.
Actually tied.
To see who would win the batting title that year. And guess what? All three were playing in the same game right there. The Twins were playing in Kansas City.
Wouldn't you like to have been there?
On the final.
Wow.
Well, there were plenty of seats available.
No,
only 15,000 showed up to watch George Brett, Hal McCray, and Rod Carew battle for the batting title. Yeah, no one was there. And McCray had the lead going into that final day. And Hal went 2-for-4 at the plate. You usually think when you're 2-for-4... going into the last day of the season, and you lead the batting title race, you're going to win it. Nope. Rod Carew went 2-for-4.
Nope.
He didn't win it. George Brett, on that final day of the season, went 3-for-4 with a home run and a pair of doubles.
George Brett. Whoa.
So Brett finished
the
year.
Wins the title.
Brett finished at 333. McCray finished at 332. Rod Carew finished at 331.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three pretty good hitters.
On the last day of the season.
You
and
bet.
Only 15,000 showed up.
Yeah.
How about that? Happy birthday, Hal McCray, 72 today at Sports with Steve and Ted.
It's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Mm. You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 267-3771. Keep it up for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean attacks all major media coverage of President Trump. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.